Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, the bride's mother, Mrs. Elena Ostermule, would also like to give a toast this evening.
Well, Mariana, I'm ad-libbing. I have prepared nothing. And yet, as I look around here, I see so many people who have followed you throughout your life so far. I see friends who knew you when you were about 50 centimeters big. They were there a few days after you were born. And then, you know, our ways parted, but we've always kept in touch. And then we have other friends who knew you when you were 7 years old and then gave you your first camp experience in the US. And they also have followed you throughout your life. And then you have family members who stand in for many other family members who could not come, who have seen you on and off throughout the years. And then you have your very special college friends who have followed you and shared with you all the ups and downs of college life and life in general. And then your new friends here in Houston. And it's so wonderful to see you, and us, of course, too, surrounded by people who have kind of, you know, with whom we've shared many, many moments and many, many different things, many different experiences. Now, everybody else has told you about marriage, about commitment, so I won't go into that. You know it. And, well, one last thing. Korean tradition has it that the bride becomes part of her husband's family. And when I met Roy for the first time in October last year, I said, Roy, there's one thing that we have to be very clear about. This is not gonna work. And of course, he knows. And we are happy to have you with your new family and have Roy in our family.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, the father of the bride, Mr. Hans Ostermule.
Thank you. Well, I need to read because otherwise I'll fall into my senior moments after the California wine and all the emotions. And what I wrote here is, Dear Roy and Mariana, and of course, I think of all of you. May you live a long, full, and healthy life, one full of love and many satisfactions. In the moments of challenge and anguish, may you count on inner serenity, the good shot of wisdom, and an even bigger one of humor. Humor is very important because sometimes I'm short of it. But I know it is very important. May you be able to fall back on the unconditional warmth, counsel, and support of family and friends. May you find the open-mindedness, the patience, and the tolerance that some circumstance might call for. May you be able to live in fearless peace. Today, unfortunately, we live in strange times everywhere, and enjoy an uninterrupted inner peace also. In the name of my son Martin, my brother Gerard, my sister Wendy, I thank you all dearly for sharing this very important event with us. Dear friends, old and new, and I must say, I have found some wonderful new friends here. Dear new and old family, and I stress new family too, because there again I have found wonderful indications of something that will certainly evolve into something very wonderful. Let us toast to the newlyweds and to their happiness. Thank you.
Next, ladies and gentlemen, our beautiful bride, Mrs. Mariana Park.
And groom, we're doing it together.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I'm gonna have trouble reading this, but I'm gonna try my best. First of all, I wanted to welcome everyone and thank you for coming. I'm so moved that you're all here to share our special day with us.
Mariana and I would like to take the opportunity to tell you how much we appreciate all of you coming to our wedding.
We would like to first thank our parents for accepting us with open arms, for truly making us feel like part of the family. We would also like to send our special thanks to our brother and our sister, Martin and Clara, for doing so much in the past few days and throughout our lives too, helping us with our ceremony and our reception and just things in general.
And speaking of help, we'd like to thank our wedding party. Tony, Mary, Dave, and Shoma, you've been a tremendous help, always there when we needed you, always willing to help us. You are indeed our best friends, and we are so lucky to have you in our lives.
And we would like to especially thank our out-of-town guests who have traveled very far to participate in the special occasion. And once again, you make us feel very special, and we thank you for being here.
And finally, we'd like to say thank you to our Houston friends. We wouldn't be standing here today if we didn't have, you know, friends like you. We rely on you every day to make our lives easier. And thank you so much again for taking a part in our union.
We feel truly rich today, starting our lives together, surrounded by our family and friends who love us so much. I hope you guys all enjoyed your dinner, and thank you for honoring us with your presence. And we hope you have a great time this evening.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give them all a big round of applause. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our bride and groom are going to go ahead and cut their wedding cake. If you guys